The use of tense a success. At the third annual European Council in Basel in 1885, the decision had been made to purchase and use tents in the various European countries. Had the effort been successful? O.A. Olsen reported enthusiastically on the use of tents in Scandinavia. In Norway, there had been no trouble getting a good central location at a reasonable price, and for 5 weeks during the latter part of the summer, the crowds had been excellent, even better than had been secured in halls. Olsen's verdict was tent work is a success in Norway, and he fully expected it would work in Denmark and Sweden, as well. In France and Italy, tents had also served well, although DT Bordeaux had experienced some difficulties with rowdy students in the initial phases of his effort in Nîmes. Again, it was in Britain that the most difficult problems had been encountered. The political turmoil accompanying the general elections during the past year had cut sharply into the crowds. The damp weather deteriorated the tents quite rapidly and made it more difficult to keep the people comfortable. Nevertheless, there was a strong feeling that tents could be used to advantage in England. Expenses were no more than a hall, meetings could be held without interruption, attendance was generally larger, and the novelty of the tent was good publicity. So the council concluded that it had been demonstrated that tents could be used successfully in European countries, and resolved that we express our gratitude to God for this means, and that we recommend the use of tents wherever they seem to furnish the most successful method of advancing the truth. As the work was pushed forward in Europe, the need of well-trained workers became increasingly apparent. The council reaffirmed their previous resolutions to hold regular training schools for Bible workers, preachers, and colporteurs, and they also requested the General Conference to send a number of qualified workers to teach in these schools. An experienced Scandinavian colporteur was requested.
For Britain, two veteran ministers, S. N. Haskell and E. W. Farnsworth, were called.
A city mission and training center was proposed for Liverpool, where workers could learn to do ship missionary work, as well as how to sell our literature more successfully. Behind the scenes, of course, there was the ever-present question of how the individual laborers were developing.
L. R. Conradi replaced D. T. Bordeaux on the main governing committee of three of the Central European missions.
Everyone wondered whether there would be some hurt feelings. But Bordeaux went along with the change without complaint.
And there was another man whom they were watching, O. A. Olsen.
He was still new in the European field, but W. C. White reported very favorably on his role to Elder G. I. Butler. I tell you, bro.
O. A. Olsen was a pillar of strength.
He did some good work. He felt slow to take hold, as this was the first council he had attended, and he felt he did not have the run of things, but when he did speak it was to the point.
W.
C. White Letter, November 6, 1886.